Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good grief. No matter where you are and what you're doing, we appreciate that you are spending a little time with us this glorious day. It is September 3rd. It's 3 days before my birthday. So I do have on Amazon, I do have a wish list. If somebody's interested or curious, you know, what can you do to make my life better, easier, more fun? Amazon wish list is the way to go. I'll be actually putting some more stuff on there today. The webcam girls do it. I don't know why I can't. I read about that. I don't know that for sure, but I hear the webcam girls do that. So they have Amazon list and people actually buy them stuff off their Amazon list, their wish list. You know, I figured if they can do it, I'll give it a shot. All right. It seems like day 692 of Hurricane Dorian. Currently, right now, according to my radar reports, Hurricane Dorian is now downgraded to a Category 3 storm. Let me check one more source here. I want to make sure I get this right. I don't want to give you any information that is incorrect, especially to give it to you intentionally. it's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm. It's just about to leave the Bahamas and headed northwest, but headed more of a northerly fashion, heading northwest. Is expected to make a turn to the northeast, just west of St. Augustine. It seems to be about 200 miles offshore when the eye is forecast to make that northeasterly turn and go up the seaboard. And now it seems like if it makes landfall at all, I'm still looking. It looks like it's going to make landfall as less than a tropical depression in Nova Scotia. So it looks like it's going to make a turn. All the conditions at this point say that it's going to make a turn here soon. That turn as a Category 3 is projected to happen tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So it's going to pick up some speed, a lot of speed, from the 0 miles an hour to 10 to 5 to 10 when it makes a turn, 10 miles an hour. So it's going to be moving north-northeast at a pretty good clip as it sort of peters out. There you go. We are fine here on the west coast of Florida. Frankly, we have been fine all along. You may have seen reports on CNN and Weather Channel about everybody in Florida freaking out or everybody in Florida not taking the storm seriously. The truth is always somewhere in the middle. Some people did freak out. Some people did take it super serious. And most of us who have been here for a while just decided, you know what? It's a storm. There's stuff you have to do. There's stuff you have to think about. Just, you know, let's not lose our minds about it. It isn't like we haven't gone through these before, especially people who have been here 20 plus years. And that's really where most people are, frankly. There are people who have taken precautions in South Florida on the East Coast, where they may get some tropical storm winds and rains today and tomorrow, and maybe even into Thursday. But most people have taken precautions and they're good. Our prayers go out to the dear sweet people who are in the Bahamas, who had to deal with a Category 5 storm that just basically stopped right over them and did massive, massive damage. And we'll know more about that and loss of life probably later today or tomorrow. So we can continue to pray for the very best for those in the Bahamas. All right. The morning report, I want to make sure that this becomes something that we do on a fairly regular basis. Last week we did 3, I believe. This week we're going to do at least 3. And the weekend wrap up, because this is something that we're putting on our own network, on the Fight Back Media Group network. And if you haven't gone there yet and listened, please, please do that. We appreciate any of the listens we can get. Actually, we're doing fairly well with the current restrictions we have. And there are restrictions because of the plan that we're able to afford right now. So there are restrictions. Right now, we are at 90% of listenership. And we're not live on the network at this point. We're not doing any live shows. All the shows are recorded. But right now, we are 90% full. And that sounds like a lot. And it is a lot for what it is. We only have 10 spaces to listen, and we're trying to grow to give you a quick thumbnail sketch on how we're doing. From when we opened, we started on the 11th of August, and between now then and now, we have 1,290.84 aggregate listener hours. That's how many hours people have listened between the 11th and now. That's pretty doggone good, I think. That's pretty doggone good. So, and I'm looking at the graph of listeners, and right now we are at 9 of 10, and so I'm stoked. And the average listener session length is over 8 hours, so that means that people are turning on the network and leaving it on. Strangely enough, the most listeners we have right now are in Ireland. I'm not sure why you Irish people are listening. When Irish eyes are listening, I don't know. I just don't get it, but I'm thrilled. And then the United States, and then Germany and France are our top 4 worldwide listening audiences. So there you are. That's what we're doing. That is what we're doing. And the top program right now is the show I did on Frederick Douglass Republican. And then the second most popular is the CNN and the Word Infested. So we are getting traction. Even with our small listener base, over 100 listening sessions, over 60 minutes. So if you want to be a part of this, just send me an email, wls860@gmail.com, and help us grow together. Please, please help us grow together. And that's going to require a financial investment. I'm just going to tell you up front, it is going to require a financial investment to help us grow. So if you're interested, please send me an email and let me know. We appreciate that. All right. This morning on the Morning Report, we're going to talk about, are attacks on mainstream media dangerous? You know, one of the CNN pukes, I'm really not helping, am I? Mentioned that and this has been mentioned before, that the president's constant attacks on the media are actually dangerous to our democracy. Interesting. So we're going to talk about that for a little bit. And we're also going to talk about making guns harder to get. Does that actually keep us safe? You know that there were actually two more shootings over the weekend. There was a shooting in, of course, the one that you heard about was in Odessa/Midland, Texas, where this guy got stopped, right, by a state trooper, and then he just went ape crap and just start shooting folks. He shot the trooper, and he shot actually three or four more law enforcement officers, and he took over a postal truck and then just rolled around shooting people and got into a gunfight with the cops and was eventually killed. I think that's what he wanted, but so he got that. There was another shooting that you didn't hear about. I'll tell you about that when we address the story. Deborah Messing, I seem like, you know, such a boob sometimes when people mention, you know, actors or actresses and by their name, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm serious, like, I don't know who that is. I don't have any idea who that is. And I'm not lying to you. Most of the time, I don't have any earthly idea who these people are. I just don't. I don't. Maybe I wish I did, but maybe it doesn't really matter, right? So, in any case, Deborah Messing, they tell me that she was on a show called Will and Grace. I never watched the program. I understand that it was popular. Never watched the program. It was one of those first shows that had a gay character who was one of the lead characters and was a man who was gay. I didn't watch the program. I didn't watch the program because the dude was gay. I didn't really know much about it, but I'm gonna be honest with you, because there was a character who was a gay lead character, it didn't draw me to the program. You know what I'm saying? It didn't draw me to the program. It just didn't. You know, that's how things go sometimes. I didn't go, oh, great. This is so cool. It's got a character who's gay. You know what? As one of the more important characters in the program, I think I'll watch that. No, I just didn't. I didn't. And I didn't care. So. Maybe not the one to ask about it. But in any case, Deborah Messing, an actress on that program, retweeted a picture of a... This was supposed to be a billboard, you know, one of those church announcement boards at a Baptist church that said a black vote for Trump is a sign of mental illness. Right, and then she found another sign somewhere and retweeted that a white vote for Trump is racist. Well, I'm not going to comment on the stupid ass racist thing, but I am going to comment on Deborah Messing basically saying that if you're black and you decided to support Donald Trump, you have a mental illness. I'm not sure if that's racist or not, except that I'm sure that that's a pretty damn racist statement, that a whole group of people, if they don't necessarily agree with you, they are crazy. There's something wrong with them. There's something deficient about them. I'm guessing that that's a pretty racist statement to make, Deborah Messing. So we will deal with that when we get to it. Again, I appreciate you coming this morning. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us. We'll be back with more of the program right after these messages.
A minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40. One more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Okay, again, welcome. We appreciate you being here today. Wherever you can spend your time with us, that's a neat thing, and I super appreciate that. I want to get to art. Are attacks on the media dangerous? You know, the president has basically had one of his feet squarely in the hind parts of CNN for about 4 years now, all through the campaign, and it continues to this day. He didn't invent the term fake news, but he perfected it. Sort of like Chick-fil-A didn't invent the chicken sandwich, but they perfected it. By the way, Popeyes is out of, at least for the meantime, out of the chicken sandwich business. They just weren't prepared in any way, shape, or form for success, which scares me in a business. If I'm a stockholder, we've got this thing that everyone seems to love, and there's this great social media thing, and it's blowing up, and people are, and we have lines around the restaurant, and we can't keep it in stock, and because we didn't prepare. If I'm a stockholder, I'm nervous about the leadership of this particular organization. But in any case, Trump sort of perfected this idea of fake news. And every time he says it, we see it. The CNN and MSNBC have taken the position that the president shouldn't attack the media. You see, so somehow they are. They should be impervious to attack from the president or anybody else, really. because they are, of course, the credentialed professionals in the area, you know, in this area. And they should be, you know, they should be given a break. They should also always be given the benefit of the doubt as far as truth goes, because they their only mission in life is to tell the American people the truth. There's only one problem. The problem is that we have found that that's not the case. The message has gotten out. The deal has gotten out. The jig is up. We have seen the bias. And it isn't just Trump that has seen the bias. Some of us, you know, went on this platform and other platforms just like mine, have been talking about mainstream media biased against conservatives and Republicans for 10 years. So this isn't new. And this is only pushing this narrative about Trump, because it's another anti thing you can say about Trump. Donald Trump did not invent the pushing back against news outlets. And I'm going to tell you, Fox News falls into that very same thing, and has been for a while, since Rupert Murdoch has turned that over to his children. And we've been saying that for a long time. So is our attacks on media dangerous? Not in and of themselves. Now, what we see is that the left is pushing this narrative that in a lot of dictatorial, because they know all about dictatorial regimes, one of the things that gets throttled back first is the freedom of the press, right? The only problem is here in this, I mean, with that narrative in this country, is that's not happening. CNN gets to stay on the air 24/7 and say Russia, 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 Russia. And MSNBC gets to stay on the air 24/7, 365, and they said collusion, 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 collusion. And now, when it was found out that there was no Russia, Russia, collusion, collusion, Russia, collusion, Russian collusion, they say, what? There must have been obstruction. So now the choir is singing obstruction, and they still get to sing that, and no one has stopped them one tick. No one has stopped them one tick. No one has stopped the New York Times. No one has stopped the Washington Post. No one has stopped the LA Times. No one has stopped the Tampa Bay Times, which is Tampa Times / Pravda. No one has stopped any of these major news sources or minor news sources from being critical of the president. But it's this new age, nouveau idea that if I'm not cheering you on somehow, then I'm a detriment. Well, which is entirely and ridiculous. So if I happen to think how you're reporting on me is unfair and I say so, then I am suddenly, the president is suddenly a danger to the democracy. Well, that's nonsense. That is nonsense. People have always decided that either the press was covering them fairly or unfairly, and then they said something. What the press wants, what this media wants, what CNN wants, what MSNBC wants, what CBS, NBC, ABC wants, is they want to not suffer any criticism or have to live up to any standard. They want to be able to sit there in the anchor chair every day at 6 p.m., and spout whatever they want and have it be accepted as fact, reality, and truth. Why? Because they're smarter than you. Who gets that? Who gets that? Would the greats of television or radio media or even print media think that that's the way to go? Would the Edward R. Murrows of the world think that that would be the way to go, that they would never be checked by anybody else, that they would never be checked, that their, you know, that their process is so perfect that they would never make a mistake and they would never have bias. Well, the idea that there's always been bias because there are human beings involved. So this brand of media that has come out of Syracuse University is ridiculous. And I use Syracuse because a lot of them came from, a lot of them came from the Syracuse School of Mass Media or Journalism. So if you go back and find out where these cats went to school, they all went to school in the same place. They all learned from the same people. And they somehow believe that they should not be questioned. I think that is more dangerous when you have a group of people, any group of people in society who believe that they should never be questioned. They should never be questioned. Everything they say and everything they do is automatically above board, automatically perfect. That's a lot more dangerous, don't you think? I think that's incredibly more dangerous than me actually questioning or the president actually questioning the veracity of stories. Because you know what we're finding out? We're finding out that CNN set up stories, set up scenes, will often try to create drama in a situation that's not there. And we have found that we have people reporting on a story to create drama. And one person will be on one side of the street and the other person will be on the other, as if they've got reporters everywhere and they're covering this big event, when sometimes you can see, because it's sloppy work, that, wait a minute, that's the same car that went by. That they have them split, especially remember when they have them split screen, you can see like the same truck goes by the first person and then you look at the second person and then it goes by them, because they're standing 15 feet away from each other to create this thing that they're on the scene. I mean, to create this picture. And you find out when you do that kind of stuff to, in quote, enhance the performance of your news taking, you shoot your credibility right in the junk. It just bends over and dies right there. And when we find out that some of the stories you're reporting are false, are just false, aren't true, Russian collusion. And then we find out that the person that all the left is depending on, Robert Mueller, that he's going to come out with this report where there's Russian collusion and there are meetings with the president's team and Russian spies and Vladimir Putin and all this Manchurian candidate stuff. And you find out that the report says this: there's no evidence of collusion with the Russians by any American citizen. Damn. Wow. But you reported this for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 4 years, or almost 3 years. It was every day. It was incessant on CNN and NBC especially. And it dribbled to NBC and it dribbled to ABC and CBS. It was incessant. And the Washington Post and the New York Times, it was incessant. It was every day, all day long, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. And now we find out that there wasn't any damn Russian collusion. So this is your last biggest faux pas. And now this guy from CNN is upset. And now they're saying it's dangerous that the president calls them out on stuff and criticizes them. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you were worth a damn. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you weren't biased. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you weren't obviously cheering not for the country, but for the left. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you were doing the job that you say you were doing. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you weren't lying incessantly. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you weren't generating stories for ratings. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you were actually being able to show President Trump, when he does something good for the country, in a good light. If you wouldn't be getting criticized if you were to say that we have the highest black employment in 50 years thanks to President Trump and his policies, as opposed to, yeah, this was going to happen because Barack Obama was president 3 years ago. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you took the position that we need to help people here in this country before we can help anybody who is an illegal immigrant who breaks into our country illegally. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you were taking the view that it was important that Americans work first, that Americans eat first, and not illegal immigrants. And you wouldn't be getting criticized if you would stop conflating illegal immigration with asylum. They're not the same thing. And to conflate them and to treat them and talk about them on your so-called news programs as if they're the same is a lie. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you weren't doing that. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you'd stop concentrating on the spectacular, awful mass shootings of like in Midland, Texas and El Paso, Texas, and stay focused on what's happening in Chicago, Illinois, and in a place where gun control is a petri dish of gun control there, and it is a slaughter every weekend. It's a slaughter every weekend. Let's talk about that. Let's see what Chicago and Illinois can do to assuage what's happening there. They've already banned almost every kind of weapon already. And strangely and weirdly enough, people keep getting them. And people keep shooting each other with them. You wouldn't be getting criticized if you would mention those things.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM, Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. All right, welcome back. We appreciate you come spend some time with us. We really, really do. I have a story here real quick that I want to interject into what I'm doing here. That's the best part about doing it the way that I do it. I just want to interject this story that I found on Newsmax during the break. According to Christopher Ruddy, this is an article that came out yesterday, last night rather. The title of the article is "Polls Lie About Trump," and here's how. The pollsters are manipulating, I'm going to read some of it. The pollsters are manipulating President Donald Trump's approval numbers, and I can prove it. Let me walk you through the facts. Last week, the Reuters/iPost released a poll showing the president with a job approval rating of just 42%. At first glance, not a bad number considering the media's all-out attack on the president, a negative press barrage unprecedented in U.S. history. But the numbers are much better than Reuters claims. I sifted through the poll raw data and polling, quote, methodology. What I found is that the poll of registered voters, not likely voters, Trump pollster told me flatly Donald Trump does at least 4 to 5 points better with respondents who actually show up to vote. We certainly saw this phenomenon in 2016. So this slight qualification of the polls focusing on likely voters would push the president's current approval rating from the low 40s to the high 40s. This shift also puts the president within striking distance of reaching the magic 50% mark. The Reuters poll also reveals something more startling. The survey says it sampled 961 registered voters, of which 456 were Democrats. Okay? 361 were Republicans and 106 were independents. Reuters gave the Democrats 94.5 more survey responses than Republicans, weighting the Democrats as 47% of the poll sample compared to only 38% of the Republicans. This lopsided weighting favors the Democrats, giving them a nine point advantage. The Reuters survey would be accurate if Democrats actually voted in the same proportion, but they don't. I looked at the 2018 election exit polls. The turnout was massive, and the exit polls found 37% of the voters described themselves as Democrats and 33% of the as Republicans, only a four-point spread. Had Reuters' poll used the same four-point spread in the recent survey, fairly accounting for Republican voters, Trump would have surged over 50%, especially when factoring in, quote, likely voters. There you go. Are attacks on the media dangerous? No. All right. Shootings. We had a shooting this weekend. Actually, we had two shootings this weekend. We had the one that you heard about. The 30-year-old white man who got stopped by a state trooper and shot the state trooper, took over a postal van, and then shot some people with what the police are calling an AR styled weapon, whatever the hell that means. An AR for you people who aren't bright, and who refuse to listen, does not mean assault rifle. It means Armor Light Rifle. It's the name of the company. In any case, and that's when you heard about. What you didn't hear about is that there was a 17-year-old at an Alabama football game that brought a gun and shot 10 people. That's the one that you didn't hear about. Why? Well, you didn't hear about it because, first of all, it wasn't a white man. Second of all, you didn't hear about it because it was a black kid. It wasn't even a white kid. It was a black kid. That's why you didn't hear about it. Because it doesn't fit the narrative. See, you're listening, you go, I didn't know anything about that. Well, look it up. Find it. It's out there. It's buried, but you can find it. Hell, I found it. So if you're interested, you want to get on that crap right now. And I've said this for a long time, and I'm going to say it again here in this format. Making it harder for Willie to get a gun only makes the bad guy safer. It doesn't make anybody else safer. So making guns harder to get keeps us safe. How? Criminals get firearms. Hey, jackass, look at Chicago. And I said, Hey Jackass, because there's a website called Hey Jackass that shows some of the crime statistics in Chicago. And right now, it is freaking amazing what's going on in Chicago. Especially, you know, Chicago police, they dread long weekends. Because the body count always goes up on long weekends. And in the summer, the body count always goes up. Final totals in August of this year, 46 people have been shot and killed in Chicago. 46. Now, the good news is that it's down 18% over last year. That's the good news. The bad news is that 46 people have been shot and killed. So far this week, in 3 days, 4 people have been killed, shot and killed. 25 have been shot and wounded in 2 days. Year to date, in Chicago, 320 people have been shot and killed. 320 people. Over 1,800 people have been shot. Now, this is a place that has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country. Labor Day weekend means yet another summer shooting season is drawing to a close. Since opening day on Friday, May 24th, we have tallied over 164 homicides, plus nearly 900 shot and wounded since summer opened up in Chicago. It is just insane. So if mainstream media would report this and then say, well, we need more gun control. Well, you have a lot of gun control there in Chicago. These people who are doing these shootings aren't going to the Walmart. I'm going to the Wally World and just buying guns and walking back down the street on the Miracle Mile and popping some rounds off. That's not happening. There's a person shot every 3 hours right now in Chicago. There's a person murdered every 16, almost 17 hours in Chicago through September 2nd, through yesterday. It's insane. Absolutely insane. And right now, year to date, in 2019, there have been 8 that I can count police-involved shootings. 5 people were killed, 3 were wounded. There's been 8, which is probably still too many. I mean, I'm just going to be real. Last year, there was 21, and right now there's only 8. So hopefully we can get... Hopefully Chicago PD can get out of this year with the lowest total for police-involved shootings since, oh my goodness, I'm looking back, oh, almost forever. You know what I'm saying? Since before 2009. So when we have this idea that we've got... that if guns are harder to get, if we need more background checks or certain guns are banned, that we're going to be safer. I'm going to say one more time. Making it harder for Willie to get a gun, me, doesn't make anybody but the bad guy safer. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a firearm. I have a personal childhood trauma dealing with firearms. That I just never wanted one in my home. I just never did. And my wife and I have been married 30 plus years. And my son is 28. And we've never owned a firearm. None of us have owned a gun. Now, my wife grew up in a house that had firearms. And she knows and respects firearms. I don't think she shoots. I don't think she's ever fired a gun. I have, but I don't think she's ever fired a gun. I'm pretty sure that my son's never fired a real firearm. He bought a pellet pistol. sort of get an idea, but it's not really a good idea. It's not really a good idea of what happens when a handgun explodes in your hand. When you've got a Ruger Red Hawk, when that firearm fires in your hand, what that feels like. When you're holding a 44, a Magnum, and you squeeze that trigger, what that feels like is completely different than a pellet gun, obviously, than a CO2 pellet gun. So I'm not the person who is gun crazy. Please, I had to say this first because a lot of my detractors will just say that I'm part of the madness that's gun crazy. Well, I'm not part of the gun crazy madness. But what I do know that there is a provision in our Constitution that allows people, citizens, to keep and bear arms. Guns. Not tank tops, guns. And making it harder for me to get one doesn't make me safer. Frankly, it makes me less safe. I'm gonna be honest with you. I still believe that we are probably less safe in our house because we don't have a firearm than somebody who is. Because as traumatic as I knew it would be, I would kill someone with my gun if I believed that they were harming my family. As traumatic as I know that would be. I've seen police officers, highly trained police officers, have to leave the force because they had to take someone's life in the commission of their job. And I'm hardly trained for that. So I know that it would be a very traumatic experience for me. It wouldn't stop me from doing it. So making it more difficult for me doesn't make me or my family safer. Makes us less safe. And makes us less free. And it throttles back my liberty. So anyone who is saying right now, because like Beto O'Rourke, who is saying that we ought to buy them all back. I love some of the responses on Twitter. No problem. I'll sell you my guns for $8 million a piece. I've got 12. Yeah. Yeah. Don't sell your people were saying, yeah. If they want to buy them back, don't sell them for less than $1 million a piece. Yeah, let's do that. And some people were saying my guns aren't available for any cost. And the left is never talking about, when they talk about these buyback programs, they're not talking about voluntary programs for the most part. They're talking about confiscation. They're talking about exactly what we were talking about before, right? We're talking about when the left says, we're not here to confiscate your guns, except they are. Except they are. That's what it's been. Anyway, that's what's up. No. And before we go, I want to talk about Deborah Messing. If Deborah Messing came to my door and knocked on my door right now and I opened the door, I wouldn't have any idea who she was. I'm just going to say. Like I said in the open, I don't know who these people are. I only hear about them later. Anyway, but she put up a tweet that she retweeted a picture of a church bulletin board, one of those boards outside the church, that said a black vote for Trump is a sign of mental illness. And then she put up another one that said that a white vote for Trump is a sign of racism. Well, like I said, I'm not going to deal with the racism. I'm not going to deal with a white vote is, you know, a white person voting for Trump makes them a racist. I'm not going to even deal with that at all. But I will deal with this, that Deborah Messing feels so horrifically entitled that she could decide to agree and promote this idea that as a free-standing, free-thinking American, that if I choose to vote or support someone that she doesn't or her friends doesn't or don't support, then I must have some sort of mental illness. I must have some sort of mental deficiency. Something must be wrong with me. I'm simply not on the right level. I'm not as strong a human being. I'm not as intellectually strong or capable. Seems like something that a racist would say. If we were doing a $10,000 pyramid and we were, you know what, we were in the final round, it was things a racist says. Ding. That's what it would seem like to me. Blacks aren't smart. Blacks who vote for Trump aren't smart. Blacks who vote for Trump are mentally ill. Things a racist would say. Oh. Right? Now I just won a $10,000 pyramid. Deborah Messing also wants there to be a list, listen carefully, of people who attend the Trump rally in Hollywood. She wants a list of who attends. She wants that list published of who attends. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to scare off any conservatives in Hollywood that would attend this Trump rally. Or this Trump party. It's a fundraiser. Right? Because this is how they behave. And this woman, this actress, is, I'm sorry, she is mentally deficient. She's out of her damn mind. She needs to, like we say here in the hood, she needs to sit down some damn where. Nobody needs her virtual signaling. No one needs her to start throwing rocks at black people who have decided to think for themselves, whether you agree with them or not. Whether you agree with them or not. I'm sorry, white lady. You do not have enough street cred to be saying I'm crazy. Because, you know, because I decided to, I don't know, vote for the person I thought would do the best job for my community and not the person that you wanted me to. I didn't do what you wanted me to do, Miss Millie, Deborah Messing, Miss Millie. I didn't do what you wanted me to do, so I must be crazy. I must be deficient somehow. I won't swear. I won't. I want to. You know? But I tell you what. In my head, I'll say, Deborah Messing, you can go somewhere. Yeah, you can go somewhere with that mess. It's ridiculous. And this is why. I mean, it really is. This is one of those reasons I think that that Trump will win again. I tweeted a meme that I made up myself with a picture. Ooh, I'm so proud of myself with a picture of Mike Pence, and it says, "If Democrats don't stop crying, we'll give you something to cry about." And it's a picture of Pence. it's the truth. Now, if they don't stop crying and being absolutely ridiculous, you're gonna think that things were bad before, right? You're gonna think things were bad, and then suddenly you're going to get a real live conservative, you know. You're gonna get a real live conservative. I mean, you're not gonna know what ends up. And black people who have been conservative for the past 50 years are going to show up, and they're going to be loud, and they're going to be proud, and they're going to be out there in front of you, and there won't be a damn thing you can do about it, because what they'll be doing is doing what I'm doing, Deborah Messing. They're exposing your bigoted, racist views. That's what they'll be doing. And we'll be doing it in bigger numbers than you ever could have possibly considered ever in your life, ever in your sheltered, privileged life. That there are some things that, no, and it may not be fair, but you don't get to say. And some things that you say are wrong and horrible and offensive. And then some of us will call your ass out on it. Sorry, Deborah Messing. Nobody needs your virtue signaling. Nobody needs you to be a superhero to represent the black people who have decided to stay Democrats. And that's fine. Go ahead and do that if you want to. But you can't control me by trying to say that if I support a Republican, I didn't even say a conservative, a Republican, or if I decide to support this president, that I must have some mental illness. Well, screw you. I'm not talking to you. I mean, no one's talking to you. You can have your opinion, but know that your opinion is like a butthole. Everybody has one, and they all stink. God, some of these people. You know what I'm saying? You hear me, y'all? Some of these people. Awful. Terrible. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM, Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I appreciate you greatly. This is the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson, and if you want to get a hold of us, just send me an email at wls860@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at RBM Show. RBM Show is a homage to my first program on Blog Talk Radio called The Rational Black Man Show. RBM Show, and I've just kept it. It was a Twitter address that people had followed me, and I just sort of kept it because I didn't want to be confusing. I just kept it, so it's still RBM Show at Twitter. And again, the email address is wls860@gmail.com. So send me an email if you're interested in being a part of the Fight Back Media Network and you want to help me grow that thing. Please send me an email. Let me know, and we'll talk, and we'll get you on the air. Right now, it's on and it's rolling, and this program is going to be there within the hour. We still have 90% right of our capacity of listeners, and it's small. And I say that because it makes it sound like it's bigger than it is. But it's 90%. The next program is already scheduled, and it's going to be, let's see if I can get you to the next program. It's going to be our most popular show, our FDR show, and a show I did about Hey Jackass that I talked about here on this program, Guns in Chicago, and Hospitality. So Guns in Chicago is a program done by my friend Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report, as is his show on Hospitality. So it's going to be a really good 2-hour stretch from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Daylight Time is still daylight time, isn't it? Yeah. So you'll get to watch, you get to listen to that. So again, if you're interested in joining me, that would be super. If you're interested in helping us out financially to grow it so we can reach more people, that would be even better. Again, my name is Willie Lawson. This is the, we are also on Spotify. This program now is on Spotify. So you can catch us and you can put us on your playlist on Spotify. And, it's been a gas, really has been. In any case, y'all take care of yourself. Continue to go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, please, please take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.